Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are efforts on Beacon Hill to raise money for the countries most vulnerable to climate change. Today, there's a hearing on a bill that would allow taxpayers to voluntarily give money from their state tax returns to a UN climate change fund. One person who will be testifying in support of the bill is David Cash. Cash is the dean of the UMass Boston McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies, and he joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you, Bob?
Fine, thank you very much. Explain what this bill would look like in practice. What will it do?
So this bill is actually very simple. It would mean that when you fill out your tax forms, there's a box that you could check off that says, I would like to donate to the Least Developed Countries Fund and give some of my money to a country that is really struggling with the impacts of climate change. There's no cost to taxpayers. It allows citizens of Massachusetts to do what the United States as a country has pulled back from, with commitments to these countries.
Is it, from your point of view, a political statement against President Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris climate deal?
First and foremost, it's a practical statement. It's saying that the citizens of Massachusetts, as many citizens in the United States, feel a commitment to address climate change across the globe. And is it a statement saying that Massachusetts wants to lead on climate change when our federal government has pulled back? Then yes, of course, that's part of it.
What would you say to someone who would ask, oh, why is the money going to the UN and not to local efforts to combat climate change?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And it's because it's a leadership role that the United States has historically taken. And in the Paris Agreement, it's a role that developed countries decided was important to take as the Paris Agreement was negotiated. That is, developed countries that have more resources should assist the developing countries in preparing for climate change. And with President Trump pulling back from that, there are citizens in the state who are saying, well, we should step up.
But when you make the donation appear on a state tax form as a box to check, it's almost as if you're saying that it's the state's responsibility to do this, aren't you?
I don't think it's saying that at all. There are multiple check boxes now, and I don't think any of them suggest that the state is responsible, except in one regard. And the state is responsible to make sure that the money that a citizen is sending to the Least Developed Country Fund is going to be well spent.
And do you have a projection or maybe a hope as to how much money this might raise in any given tax year?
I don't. There are other checkoff boxes which garner, you know, a range of $100,000 to several hundred thousand dollars per year. I think that we would be very excited if that much could be raised.
David Cash, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You bet. Thank you, Bob.
David Cash is dean of the UMass Boston McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies.